from Washington, this is VOA News. Additional Ukrainian prisoners are released in a Russia-Ukraine POW exchange. A top al-Shabaab leader captured in Somalia. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Ukraine's security service says pro-Russian separatists have released four more Ukrainian prisoners as a part of a major prisoner swap. The releases bring to 154 the number of Ukrainians who have been freed in the past 2 days. On Friday, 146 Ukrainian servicemen were released in exchange for 222 rebel captives in the largest prisoner swap since separatists launched their uprising in April. Authorities in Somalia say they have captured one of the most wanted al-Shabaab commanders, Zakaria Ismail Hirsi. General Abbas Ibrahim Guri, the commander of Somali government troops in the southern Gedo region, told VOA that Hirsi was captured in a raid Saturday morning in the town of Al-Waq near the border with Kenya. Tens of thousands of police officers from across the United States descended on New York City Saturday to mourn one of the two officers ambushed and killed December 20th by a man who later killed himself. More than 25,000 officers were joined at Christ Tabernacle Church by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio in paying homage to Rafael Ramos. Biden eulogized Ramos.
So when an assassin's bullet targeted two officers, it targeted this city, and it touched the soul of the entire nation.
The two officers were assassinated at point-blank range as they sat in their patrol car on a Brooklyn street. Ahead of the killings, the gunman said he would avenge the recent deaths of unarmed black suspects who died in American cities earlier. This is VOA News. North Korea has denounced U.S. President Barack Obama with a crude personal attack while blaming the United States for intermittent internet outages that have isolated Pyongyang during the past week and recurred again Saturday. A statement issued with apparent top-level North Korean approval contended Mr. Obama was responsible for Sony Pictures' decision to release the film The Interview. The North Korean statement, attributed to the country's highest ruling body, also said, quote, "Obama always goes reckless in words and deeds like a monkey in a tropical forest," unquote. A few hours after Saturday's statement was published by North Korea's official news agency, reports began coming in that North Korea's internet access had been cut off once again. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has dismissed the country's prime minister as the former Soviet state struggles with the effects of Russia's economic crisis. Mr. Lukashenko's presidential office says he dismissed Mikhail Mishnikovich, who had served in his post for 4 years and replaced him with his chief of staff, Andrei Kobyakov. Since the visit of new Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to Pakistan last month, both sides have reported increased economic and security cooperation to promote regional peace efforts. Pakistani advisor on national security and foreign policy, Sartaj Aziz, says the recent attack on a military-run school in Peshawar was the first incident to test the resolve of the two countries. Ayaz Gul has more from Islamabad.
Pakistani advisor on national security and foreign policy, Sartaj Aziz, says the recent attack on a military-run school in Peshawar was the first incident to test the resolve of the two countries to jointly take on militants threatening them. The brutal school assault carried out by 7 suicide bombers killed 150 people, mostly children. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. Aziz tells VOA,
there were very high-level exchanges between the two countries, and therefore coordinated action was taken.
Afghan security forces started conducting offensives in the area soon after the Peshawar attack, killing many fugitive insurgents. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Key officials are headed to South Africa on this Sunday to monitor the printing of the ballot papers for next month's presidential by-election. There is concern from some opposition groups that the delegation includes officials from the Drug Enforcement Commission and other security agencies. Rescuers in Malaysia are struggling to reach thousands of people affected by the country's worst flooding in decades. By Saturday, more than 160,000 people had been displaced by the rising waters that affected at least 8 states. More on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.